Southeast Alaska's largest tribal organization continues to push for more federal involvement in subsistence. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska made it a priority at this month's annual meeting. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The past few years have seen battles over traditional hunting and fishing in Southeast and other parts of the state. That led the Central Council and some other Native organizations to renew their focus on subsistence. Many of the concerns pertain to state enforcement actions on federal land. Council President Ned Thomas says delegates at this month's General Assembly meeting passed a resolution making it clear that subsistence remains a priority.
The federal government says that it's stepping in to take over management on federal lands, but they don't include that in their budgeting. The agencies primarily have other priorities that they put in their budgeting process. So subsistence, through the absence of a federal presence, ends up back in the state jurisdiction anyway.
Reapportionment was another concern and the topic of another resolution. Plans for Southeast House and Senate districts released by a state board would make it difficult for either of the region's rural Native legislators to win re-election.
I know that you can't isolate rural communities when you get into redistricting, but very often the voice of our rural people get consumed by the larger numbers in urban centers.
Other resolutions addressed foster care, transportation, legal protections for Native art, and health issues. The 76th Annual Tribal Assembly also heard about reductions in funding for programs it runs. Thomas says that's been expected and has been reflected in Central Council spending.
We're in a budget-cutting mood. We want to prepare ourselves in the event there are further federal cuts and state cuts. So administratively, we're tightening our belt.
He says the total yearly budget is about $30 million, varying as grants come and go. Thomas says that includes about $7 million in administration costs, which was reduced close to 10% this year. The council provides a variety of services to members, including housing, health, elder support, employment, and training. About 120 delegates attended the General Assembly, held at Juneau's Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall. They represent more than 27,000 tribal members in Southeast Alaska and elsewhere. Next year's Tribal Assembly will also be held in the capital city. It will include elections for president and other officers. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.